أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإن من شيعته لإبراهيم إذ جاء ربه بقلب سليم إذ قال لأبيه وقومه ماذا تعبدون أئفكا آلهة دون الله تريدون صدق الله العظيم. As we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about the Nabi of Allah, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about one very salient feature of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. وَلَقَدْ نَادَانَا نُوحٌ, and certainly Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam had called upon us. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes some of the great servants of Allah Rabbul Izzat, the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions some of them by the very salient and pertinent aspects of the ibadat. And one form of ibadat of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam was to call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to seek and to ask from Allah Rabbul Izzat, and together with that to invite mankind towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Here Allah says, wa inna min shi'atihi la Ibrahim, and certainly from amongst the followers, the adherents of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, was certainly Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Now here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala regards Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam to be from amongst the followers of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. In other words, he who adhered and conformed to the very basic beliefs of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, and insofar as Tawheed, the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, was concerned, he had followed Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. He conformed to the same faith insofar as his heart was concerned, the Tawheed and the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, his way of life, his dedication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his devotion, his worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all was found in Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala very amazingly regards Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam and mentions him after Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. Whilst when we look at historical details, we will find that approximately 2,640 years had passed between these two Nabis of Allah. So the point that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brings very, very clearly, that this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, tawheed, the proper way of life, all that is found in the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذْ جَاءَ رَبَّهُ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ, when he came to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in other words, when he turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brings a very, very important point, and that is to turn towards Allah Rabbul Izzat, and it is not the physical turning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is everywhere, but it is to turn our hearts towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we turn our hearts to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then obviously we will gain that tawajjuh and that attention from Allah Rabbul Izzat. And when we turn our hearts to Allah, what kind of hearts should we have? Bi qalbin salim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, with a sound heart. Now here when we look at a sound heart, then what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking about? Very, very simply, a heart that is free of shirk, a heart that is free of polytheism, of ascribing partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, we should not worry about the idol worship of the people of the past, the Quraysh of Makkah worship Lat and Manat and Uzza, the other people of this world worship other gods, but we should be very clear in our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that whilst everything else is available to us from the very material wealth that Allah has given us, the sophistications of this world, all the energies of this world, the power of this world, and everything that this world offers, but our hearts should always be linked with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has all the power, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has all the might, and whatever else is available to us, that is only the means. And when our hearts are cleansed of all these things, then we will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be ever present in our hearts. The second aspect of it is, bi qalbin salim, that is our intention. Our intention For the good that we do should never ever be contaminated with any other motive whatsoever. Today we do good things for bad reasons. We do the right for the wrong reasons. And this is a very, very great difficulty that we are having as an ummah, that whatever we do for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third aspect of it is that our hearts are always humbled in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat. In other words, there's a great degree of humility in conforming to the commandments of Allah, in submitting and subjugating to the commandments of Allah. Somebody asked the great Tabi Muhammad ibn Sirin rahmatullah alayh, what is this Qalbi Salim? He said, the first aspect of Qalbi Salim is this, that we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-haq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the ultimate truth. The second aspect of Qalbi Salim is, we have the firm conviction that Qiyamah is most certainly going to come. And the third is this, that every person is going to be resurrected in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is some of the aspects of this Qalbi Salim that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about with regards to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So there we found Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, وَلَقَدْ نَادَانَا نُوح. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam persistently called upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His heart was linked with Allah. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a different way explains this great quality of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. He was the Khalil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is all because of the heart that Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had possessed. إِذْ قَالَ لِيَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ مَاذَا تَعْبُدُونَ. And remember the time when he asked his father and his people, what do you worship? Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show that he was not selfish with regards to that Qalbi Salim that he had, but he wanted to bring his entire community and his entire people on the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he invited them towards Tawheed. أَإِفْكَنْ آلِهَةً دُونَ اللَّهِ تُرِيدُونَ. That do you desire besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala any deity which you yourself have fabricated? You fabricated a god, you've made up a god, you've made a false claim of different gods, and are these gods are the ones that you are going to desire, leaving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And again Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala draws our attention to this, that let us not worry too much about the powers of this world, the energy of this world, the wealth of this world. If we have it, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but let us divert our hearts to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Here the word is turidun, let us make irada to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us build our intention for the sake of Allah. فَمَا ظَنُّكُمْ بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And then he asked the last question, and what is your thoughts with regards to the Rabb of the entire universe? We should ask ourselves this question. What are our thoughts with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.